The first king of Israel, Saul, bitterly resented the success and popularity of his young armor-bearer David, whom God had ordained to succeed to the throne. Saul's hatred was so intense that David had to flee to save his life. But before leaving, he went to see Jonathan, the king's eldest son. A deep and lasting friendship had sprung up between the two young men. "What have I done?" David asked. "What is my crime? How have I wronged your father that he is trying to take my life?" "You will not die," Jonathan replied. "My father does nothing without confiding in me. He will tell me everything." "Your father knows that you are my friend," said David, "but I swear that there is only a step between me and death." Jonathan asked him what he should do. "Tomorrow is the new moon festival," David replied, "and I am supposed to dine with the king. But instead I will hide in the field. If your father misses me, tell him that I ask permission to go to Bethlehem for the annual family sacrifice. If the king says, 'Very well,' then I will know that there is no danger. But if he loses his temper, you can be sure that he is determined to kill me." Jonathan promised to keep his friend informed, saying that if his father intended to harm him, David was to leave. "God will watch over you," he said, "and punish all your enemies. Later, if I am still alive, treat me and my family with kindness, because of the covenant we have made." And David reaffirmed the oath he had sworn to his friend. Then Jonathan told David what to do. "The day after tomorrow," he said, "hide by the stone Ezel. I will go there with my bow and arrows to practice shooting, and I will send 3 arrows in that direction. Then I'll tell the lad who is with me to fetch them. If I say, 'Look, the arrows are on this side of you,' then you can come out of hiding, because there is no danger. But if I say that they are beyond him, then you must go, because the Lord intends you to leave." The next day the king and his officials sat down to eat, but David's place was empty. Saul, however, said nothing. But the second day the king said to Jonathan, "Why hasn't the son of Jesse come to the meal, neither yesterday nor today?" Jonathan answered, "He asked me for permission to go to Bethlehem for the family sacrifice." Saul's anger flared up. "You perverse and rebellious son," he shouted, "you have sided with the son of Jesse to your own shame and loss. As long as he lives, you will never be king. Now bring him to me, for he must die." "Why should he be put to death?" exclaimed Jonathan. "What has he done?" In a fit of blind rage, Saul hurled his spear at his son. He missed his mark, but Jonathan knew then that his father would stop at nothing to kill his friend. Deeply grieved and very angry, he got up from the table and left. In the morning he went to the field at the appointed time. He had a young lad with him to carry his weapons. Jonathan shot an arrow, and as the boy went to pick it up, he called out, "The arrow is beyond you. Hurry, go quickly, and don't stop." When the lad returned with the arrow, Jonathan gave him his weapons, telling him to take them back to town. After he had left, David came out of hiding. They were now both aware that David had to leave to save his life. Jonathan said to him, "Go in peace, for we have sworn friendship with each other in the name of the Lord, saying, 'The Lord is witness between you and me, and between your descendants and mine forever.'" The two friends parted with tears in their eyes, not knowing if they would ever meet again. David went into exile, and Jonathan returned to the city and to life in his father's court. From then on, David was an outlaw. He knew that Saul would do all he could to track him down. David would be hunted like a criminal and would have to live in hiding. Not knowing where to go, he decided to seek the help of the high priest Ahimelech, who lived in the city of Nob. This was one of the towns that belonged to the priests at that time. It lay to the north of Jerusalem, in the territory of Benjamin, and the tabernacle had been set up there. So David went to see Ahimelech, the high priest. Next episode, David in exile.